friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the parsha of the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see that we saw in the previous shiur, after in the first shiur we asked a slew of questions. In the second shiur we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem, "Listen, Hashem, as far as Bnei Israel is concerned, you're right. But what about me? You told me I have to lead the nation, and what right now when it's Lamaisa do you have to send a malach?" Kiviyachol Moshe Rabbeinu saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to send a malach when I'm the leader and I want you to lead me in, and you knew me and I found favor in your eyes, and we have this great relationship. So what about me? So that's that encapsulates the past two shiurim, you know, putting an hour in 30 seconds or whatever it is. So now we continue on. Again, this is based on what I received from Moriv Rabbi Akona Gadol, Rav David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I'm not such a brilliant genius that I could come up with such mahalchim. As lefi ze nira, ma shekatuv, ve'ata imna matzati chein b'einecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, and now, if I find favor in your eyes, hodieni na et drachecha. I want you to tell me your ways. I want you to tell me your ways. Sha'al pi pshat, nira kavana. So, on a simple level, what it appears to be saying is, Shianhigem Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzmo v'lo malach. Hashem, we want you to lead us and not a malach. And this, as we said, is vis-a-vis the leadership of Moshe, that Hashem should lead them in with Moshe. Hashem should be at the helm and not a malach. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's hanhag is going to be al pi hodas Hashem Esther Rachav Anagosa. That's what it means. And now, if I find favor in your eyes, oh, the end of Israel, show me your ways. Meaning, now that you're leading me in, there is Israel, now I'm going to know your ways, because you're going to be the boss. You're going to be, my relationship is going to be with you. So please, Hodieni Nasdrachecha, show me your ways. Let you be the leader, not a malach. Vayein Barash Ba Mashu Katavkan. However, we have a Gemara in Brachas, quoted by Rashi, that this is the Mahalach of Matan Schar, Rasha V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo. So Moshe Rabbeinu Lefi Chazal is asking a philosophical question here. So the Bakash is coming Dafka here, Ma Pitom, now you're asking questions like this. This is a time to ask philosophical questions. That after Moshe Rabbeinu explained that Ba'ata Omer Elai Ha'letam Azeh, Ne'amar lo, she'yadrichenu Hashem be'ha'la'a zo be'odat rachav yitbarach le'moshe. Baba kasha she'odia lo, Hashem, et rachav lo'ar b'yachas la'la'a zo, ela gam al shal dvarim. Aber so the bakasha is rak mechamat ma she'bir kan Moshe, she'shem imo be'odat rachav. Be'ha'al et ha'amazeh, mitzad nesi'at chen de Moshe, she'mizehu she'ba bakasha al shal dvarim. In other words, it's all connected. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, listen, Rabbeinu Shalalem, if he was a Litvak, is a Rabbeinu Shalalem, or a Chabad, that's how Chabadnik say it. Rabbeinu Shalalem. If he was Israeli, Ribono Shel Olam. If he was an American, Ribono Shel Olam. So whatever he would say, whatever accent he used, I suspect that Moshe Rabbeinu was neither Israeli, nor Lubavitch, nor Litvish, he was never in Lithuania, nor American. But however he said it, he said, listen, you're already showing me your ways, you're going to lead me in, and you're going to show me the way, you're going to lead me, you're going to guide me into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to show me that derech, the derech, literally and figuratively, into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I also want you to tell me your other drachim. Why is there a tzadik v'ralo in Rasha v'tovlo? Can you please explain that one to me? That's what I'd really like to know also. That's why it's a hemshech. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, listen, since the issue is me and that I deserve your leadership and your guidance, so please tell me also what's pshat with, and that's where it comes in. Otherwise, we didn't understand. Ma pitom, now he's asking these philosophical questions. And based on that, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, V And I'll know you. So in this, Moshe Rabbeinu added that the yisod of this bakasha is in order that I should find favor in your eyes. And that's based on what it says in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, the Heilige Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, that it says, Schar mitzvah mitzvah, shakavanahi, shemeachar sheikar kavanat abriyah imechamat sheratza Hashem itbarach leitiv lebruav, הרי שכל שמתכוונו בעשיית המצווה לסחרה, לא מחמת עצמו, אלא מחמת שזה רצון השם יתברך ליתן שכר ולהיטיב. הרי שכר מצווה גם כן מצווה. מה שיש לו בזה קיום רצונו יתברך. זה ביג יסוד רבי חיים ולוז'ין. What do you mean שכר מצווה מצווה? The שכר of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. Meaning, that what's the tachlis abriyah? The tachlis abriyah is, as Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato tells us, tainuk. We should have hana. You know, the religious answer is keep Torah and mitzvahs. That's not what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal gives a different answer. The Ramchal says the tachlis habriya is pleasure. Pleasure. The way to get the pleasure is by keeping Torah and mitzvahs. But the Torah and mitzvahs are a means for the pleasure. That's why man was created in the Garden of Eden, in that place of pleasure, of Eden, of Me'udan, of the lights, Garden of the Lights. So, when you do a mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Meaning, have kavanah when you're doing the mitzvah to get schar. Not schar that you're getting because you're a pleasure seeker, but because that's God's tachlis habriyah. God's tachlis habriyah is that you should get schar. And in such a way, schar mitzvah, the schar of a mitzvah, you want to get schar for the mitzvah? That's the mitzvah, the schar you're getting when you have kavanah to do the mitzvah for the schar mitzvah. The schar mitzvah can also be a mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Because God created the world so that you should get schar, so you should get pleasure. So you do the mitzvah and you get the pleasure. And that in itself is a kiyum ratzon Hashem. Awesome or not awesome, super awesome. And the Rambam says the Iker Schar is in Olam Haba. What's the Iker Schar in Olam Haba? That you know God. Shiyodim u'misigim mi'amitat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ashenan yodin heim b'guf ha'afel v'ashafel. That you know Hashem, what you can't know when you're living in this low body. Harei nimtza shekabalat sachar zeh hu si ha'atava u'milui ratzon Hashem le'itiv. This Kabbalah Schar is the height, is the zenith, the apex of Atav and Mila Ratzon Hashem. When you're getting the Schar of knowing God, that's the greatest Schar. Because again, the greatest Schar is in Olam Haba, and the Schar of Olam Haba is knowing God. So God gives us all these mitzvahs so that we should have Schar. And the greatest Schar is knowing Hashem, that's the greatest pleasure. So Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem, Hodieni Naz Drachecha, now it's not about me, it's not my own personal curiosity. But Laman Emsachain, I want to find favor in your eyes. I want you to give me schar so that you have pleasure, Hashem. It's about you. I want you to give me schar so that I can so that you can have the pleasure of giving me the schar. And what's the greatest schar? Knowing your ways. How awesome is that? And we go weiter. Ure'ei, Pasuk says further, now we've explained Ki amsachein beinecha. Ure'ei, Ki amcha hagoy hazeh. And see, God, that this nation is yours. It's your nation, this goy. Again, a goy, and again, but it's important to note, we call a goy a non-Jew. A goy means nation. It's milashon gviya, which is like one body, because a nation is one body. So really, goyim aren't a nation because there's no unity. Right? Once an Italian assimilates, an Italian man marries an Irish girl, and then they have a child, and then that child marries a Norwegian girl, and then their child marries a Spanish girl. So there's no more shaychus anymore. There's no they go from nation to nation. But the true nation is Am Yisrael. we're all one. They can intermarry from nation to nation. That's totally cool. But the true Gviya, the true Achdus, the only nation that has real Achdus is Am Yisrael. Bashoresh, as we learn in Sifrei Pnimius. In any event, so that's Amcha HaGoy HaZeh. So the Jewish people are also Goy. So if you say that stupid Goy, and you're referring to a Jew, so that's also fine. I mean, you shouldn't say stupid Goy B'chlal, but you could be referring to a Jew or a Goy. But better not to say it. Better not to express yourself. There are more mechubadika ways of expressing yourself. Okay. So what does it mean, Ki Amcha HaGoy HaZeh? So it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Re'e Ata. And Rashi says, Tein Li Dadcha V'Lipcha. Hashem, I want you to pay careful attention in your mind and in your heart. And now he says, Re'ei, I want you to see. Ki amecha goy hazeh. So earlier on, the Re'ei ata means, I want you to pay careful attention. And we explained in the previous year that you have to distinguish between the schar of Am Yisrael and of Moshe. The schus of Am Yisrael and Moshe to have Hashem lead them in. That was what we said in the previous year. But now, it doesn't shtim here. What's the re'ei? Ki amcha goy hazeh. So it appears as follows. That it says earlier in Pesukim Beis and Gimel, V'shalachti lefanecha malach, etc. Ki lo ala bikirbacha. Ki am kishe oref ata, penach achalcha baderech. I'm going to send before you a malach, because I am not going to go among you, because you are a stiff-necked nation, lest I consume you on the way. In other words, there is a sakana when Hashem is going with us. If e'ela b'kir b'cha. Az l'chein kashe, l'ch'ora, eich yesh makom l'bakashato shel Moshe, she'im titkabel, ta'amid chas v'shalom et b'nei Yisrael b'sakana. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking God to be among them. If God's among them, and we stray, then we get in much bigger trouble than if Hashem wasn't among us. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu request that Hashem lead them in? So it would appear that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu added. He says, "Urei, hein omnam sheim kol ma'alatam shel Yisrael, hi rak mechamat hayotam oser etzono yitbarach." Yeah, it's true. If the whole mile of the Jewish people is only because they're doing God's will, so if they're not doing God's will, oy vavoy. Not only isn't it a mile, but that is a prisus, that is a very low level that requires an achocha baderech, that they be consumed on the way. Rashi says, "Loshem ki layon." Aval im yeshna ma'ala be'etzem heyot Yisraelam shel Hashem, shezo ma'ala be'etzem. But if you say that there's a ma'ala be'etzem, that we're inherently special, even if chas v'shalom we sin, adayin yeshna behem ma'ala zo, beheyotam am Hashem. You can sin, but you're still God's beloved nation. And therefore the pasuk says, Urei ki amcha ha'goy hazeh. And therefore there are two results. Number one, that you can be with them even though they sinned, because they still have that ma'ala be'etzem, they're still your nation. And number two, you're not going to consume them on the way, because even after they sin, they're still your nation. They still have this ma'ala. You can be with them even though they sin, and you shouldn't consume them when they sin. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Hey, look! Notice this. Notice that they're your nation. And therefore, you're going to tie Hashem, no, I can't be among them, because they're going to sin." And my answer is, yeah, but they're your nation. They're your special nation. So even if they sin, they remain your special nation. So notice that. And they shouldn't be consumed, and you can still go among them even if they sin. So that is stage number 3 of our journey. We are not finished. the godless of Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal is that he teaches every word b'diuk nimratz of the Chumash and of the Rashi. So we still haven't finished explaining the parasha, but definitely we've made significant progress. And Amir Tzashem, I'm hoping Hashem give me life and health and everything good, we're able to go weiter in the next shir and see continuing the flow of Amir Tzashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.